Tonight, the Chinese envoy to Manila confronted by the Philippine Foreign Affairs Department over the presence of Chinese vessels in the Philippines' exclusive economic zone.
The Philippine government prepares for another possible surge in COVID-19 cases.
Former Philippine President Joseph Estrada recovering from his bout with COVID-19.
And Taiwan cries foul over the incursion of dozens of Chinese fighter planes into its airspace.
I'm Tony Velasquez.
And I'm Karen Davila.
On our broadcast tonight, the Philippines summons China's ambassador to convey its displeasure over the continued presence of Chinese ships within its exclusive economic zone. Manila's top diplomat says 9 Chinese vessels remain at the Julian Felipe Reef. Willard Cheng has tonight's top story.
Chinese Ambassador Huang Silian was summoned by Manila's Foreign Affairs Department Monday, where the Philippines expressed its displeasure over the illegal lingering presence of Chinese vessels in Julian Felipe Reef. DFA Acting Undersecretary Elizabeth Buenzuceso told Ambassador Huang the reef is inside the Philippine Exclusive Economic Zone and the continuing presence of Chinese vessels is a source of regional tension. The DFA invoked the 2016 arbitral ruling that invalidated China's expansive claims over the South China Sea. The Chinese side was also reminded to observe proper decorum and manners as guests of the Philippines. This after the Chinese embassy spokesperson responded to the call of Manila's Defense Secretary Delfin Lorenzana on China to leave the reef as irresponsible, a demand which the DFA reiterated to Ambassador Huang. Both sides vowed to use peaceful means to address differences over maritime issues. Manila's Foreign Affairs Secretary Teodoro Loxin Jr. says only 9 Chinese ships are left in the area based on information from the National Task Force for the West Philippine Sea. Loxin added, it is time for Chinese vessels to leave, underscoring that fishing is not equivalent to a claim of ownership. Loxin called the issue a distraction from the benefits that the country and the region may derive from the good relations of the Philippines and China under the Duterte administration. An analyst believes China will eventually leave the area, but the Philippines has to show that it is serious in protecting its rights by conducting consistent maritime patrols and surveillance and carrying out activities under the Visiting Forces Agreement with the United States.
For now, China may pull out. But I think going forward, it's important to look at, you know, the government's strategic communications. It has to be coherent. At the same time, it has to be properly coordinated with ground actions such.
The Chinese embassy has yet to respond to the DFA statement. Willard Cheng, ABS-CBN News.
Philippine healthcare professionals warn about the dangers of the lowered quarantine restrictions in Metro Manila and its surrounding provinces. As Rafael Bosano tells us, even the government acknowledges the possibility of another COVID surge this year.
While reported COVID-19 cases remain high, experts observe a negative growth rate in the capital region. But the Octo Research Group says this isn't reason to celebrate and lose focus.
The average number of cases per day for the past 7 days is 4,800. And the previous week, if we go back 1 week before, the average number of cases was 5,300. So we can see that this past week was lower, 4,800, versus the week before that. But it does not guarantee that we're already on a downward trend.
The 4,800 average daily cases were recorded from April 6th to April 12th. What the public needs to understand is that during the first few days of this pandemic, testing results were low as some laboratories did not operate during the Holy Week. What everyone is looking out for now are the results of the 2-week enhanced community quarantine hoisted over the capital region and nearby provinces. But for Healthcare Professionals Alliance Against COVID-19 member Dr. Maricar Limpin, it would have been better if the ECQ was extended for another 2 weeks.
We believe now with the MECQ, there will be some of the restrictions na ini-impose natin for during the ECQ will actually be removed. So this will again imperil no, the transmission of COVID-19 in the country.
The palace defended its decision to lower restrictions to modified ECQ, saying the two-week ECQ has paved the way to more beds for those who will get infected.
Lang tinignan natin yung improve healthcare capacity natin. At yan po yung isang factor that would merit escalation. But that would also merit a de-escalation kung dumami po yung ating healthcare capacity na dumami naman.
I am in the hospital, so nakikita ko kung ano ang nangyayari sa mga tao. And right now, the hospitals are still filled up. No, the emergency room is not just 100% filled up, but it is more than 100%. Some would be 150, the others will be 200% capacity.
While numbers have yet to drop and more Filipinos to receive the vaccine, Vaccine Chief Carlito Galvez Jr. said they are already preparing for the possibility of another surge by the middle of the year.
We have to expect na this coming June and July, baka magkaroon na naman tayo ng peaking or surge. Nakita natin is yung COVID, that's the wrong notion na COVID is already finished in some other countries. It can reappear in time. Ang ano natin talaga, no, we have to expect for the worst when we are planning something. And we are now preparing for just in case.
Without a cure against the disease, he says the country will continue to have difficulties fighting the pandemic and the economy will continue to suffer. Rafael Bosano, ABS-CBN News.
The Philippine government is looking at measures to expand its capability to respond to the surge in COVID cases. But one idea floated by President Duterte may have unnerved local hotel operators. We have this report.
The Philippine Health Department, together with the National Task Force Against COVID-19, vows to decongest hospitals while Metro Manila and neighboring provinces are under MECQ. To do this, the DOH and NTF are working to institute a so-called NCR Plus integrated COVID-19 system, which will facilitate the referral of all kinds of COVID-19 cases. Mild cases will be referred to temporary treatment facilities, moderate cases in level 1 to 2 hospitals, and severe cases in level 3 hospitals. The DOH and NTF will also activate new isolation facilities, which will provide the country more than 1,700 additional beds for mild and asymptomatic cases. Public Works Secretary and Isolation SAR Mark Villar, for his part, says the construction of more than a dozen modular hospitals set to be completed by the end of this month.
Aside from the modular, we will also be utilizing existing facilities and upgrading them to increase the bed capacity. So within this month and next month, malaki ang madadagdag po sa ating ICU and of course moderate to severe hospital bed capacity.
President Duterte says they can tap hotels for frontline workers.
You cannot say hanggang dyan ka lang. Government can expropriate yung mga hotels, motels, whatever, kung kulang ang mga halfway houses natin yung naghihintay. So we kind of have the power.
But the Hotel Sales and Marketing Association says this is no longer necessary as they have been helping government for the past year, providing accommodations for OFWs and frontline workers.
Nakakatakot nga po kasi pinaghirapan talaga ng owners yan at saka ng mga empleyado tapos iti-take over. Parang sana may ibang word na tumutulong naman kami. So, as partners, dapat meron pa rin lambing ng konti na magtulungan tayo.
The Philippine Hotel Owners Association, for its part, says their facilities are already full, but they continue to help the government fight the pandemic.
That's why we are helping Dick Gordon, because he is setting up isolation facilities, okay, in schools, okay, dormitories, mga ganon. So he's asked for our help. Kasi wala naman kami mabigay ng kwarto. So we have appealed to our members to donate linens, bed sheets, towels.
Former Philippine President Joseph Estrada is now recovering from COVID-19 after he contracted the disease late last month. Former Senator Jingoy Estrada says his father has now tested negative for the coronavirus and is showing signs of improved health. The 83-year-old former president has been released from the intensive care unit but still requires high-flow oxygen support. Estrada earlier required ventilator support at one point due to his pneumonia.
It's a welcome development for our family. When you're wheeled out of the ICU and going to be transferred to the to a regular room, siguro for me, being a non-doctor, siguro naman I think he is off the hook already. But syempre, I will not preempt what the doctors will say.
Taiwan says 25 Chinese military planes flew into its air defense identification zone, marking China's largest incursion to date. Taipei's Ministry of National Defense says the planes were detected southwest of the island of Taiwan. 18 Chinese fighter jets were spotted along with 4 nuclear-capable bombers. Taiwan has been regularly scrambling its fighter jets to intercept Chinese forays into its airspace. China claims the island as part of its territory, but Taipei has been bolstering its own defenses against possible attacks by Beijing. On Tuesday, Taiwan unveiled a 10,600-ton amphibious warfare ship, which can help defend its outlying islands. Our final word tonight is a quote from Aesop. Betray a friend, and you'll often find you have ruined yourself.
And that is The World Tonight, the 13th of April, 2021. I'm Karen Davila.
I'm Tony Velasquez from the Philippines. Thank you. Mabuhay!